Right now I'm talking about the Vega Project, which aims to reconnect Indigenous Fijian women, specifically Itoke women, with traditional cultural practices. In fulfilling these aims, the project developed 8 workshops over a 12-month period, fostering intergenerational engagement. This all started at Campbelltown Arts Centre in 2018. 1 year on, we are presented with Marama Dina, an exhibition born out of this research and engagement. Marama Dina sees Itoke women take over Campbelltown Arts Centre, sharing their exploration of cultural rejuvenation and celebration with the wider community. I'm joined this morning by hip-hop and soul musician MC Trey, who is one of the featured artists in the exhibition, to tell us more about the project. Good morning.
Good morning. That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
It was. I was just talking to MC Trey about how this exhibition has so much involved, which is why it's so amazing, but there's a lot to unpack. So the exhibition was born out of a really interesting process of workshops and research. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Vega Project and your involvement?
I came in a bit late in the piece, but it's been running for over 12 months. And there were two artists, Danita Hume and Dulce Stewart, that were doing a lot of research here and visiting museum spaces and looking at the objects and, you know, the artifacts that exist around tattooing, women's tattooing in Fiji, which is Vangia. And then from there, they worked with a few other artists from Aotearoa in New Zealand, and they also visited Fiji. So this is, and then they came back and they presented workshops here in Western Sydney, working with, you know, Fijian young women in all ages that were interested to learn more about their cultural heritage. And then from that, you know, they thought, okay, maybe we need to do a public showing, you know, to show what we've learnt and what we've gathered, but also to provide a space for Fijian artists to share their work as well, and mainly all female or female identifying, but most of us live outside of Fiji.
And so thinking about the work that you've presented in this exhibition, I'm really interested because I know that it involves a collaboration with your daughter, Lyric. Can you tell us a bit about your process?
Yes. Well, my daughter, Lyric's more of a dancer and, you know, she's very interested in her cultural heritage, which is Fiji and Samoan and Cook Island, but born here in Sydney. So, you know, she's on that journey, and mine has been more of the oratory and more the emceeing through hip hop, you know, writing lyrics. So we went back to Fiji recently and, you know, did some more research on what she was interested in, you know, in learning Fijian dance and, for myself, the oratory tradition. So we didn't come out with exactly what we thought we would. You know, it never happens like that. We usually, with cultural exploration, you usually just get given what you're supposed to learn at that time, I found. So with the works that we produced, it's more based around, you know, my journey with elements of hers as well throughout the piece. And it's a mix of music and multimedia and, you know, touching a bit on my graffiti background as well.
So as you kind of alluded to there, your artistic background is mostly in hip hop and soul music. How is this observed in the work that you've created for this exhibition?
Well, basically, I've been writing about my journey through hip hop. My journey through hip hop, but also through trying to find more about my cultural identity as a Fijian Australian woman, you know, that was born in Fiji but has spent most of my life here in Sydney. So I've written a lot about that through hip hop music. So I'll be sharing some of those lyrics, but also some of the visuals that accompany that, and that will be through video.
And in creating this work, you kind of interacted with lots of different community members. I've read costume makers and musicians and dancers as well. What did you learn through those interviewing processes and through the people you've met?
Well, I've been doing that for quite a while, and I guess I just find that it's very interesting to hear people's stories as well, because, you know, there's a bit of a movement with Indigenous cultures all around the world, and we're all trying to discover, you know, actually, well, more reconnect and rediscover, you know, elements of our cultural heritage, and just, you know, learning about how different people are doing that, whether it's through the costume making or through their music, through video. Some are going back and utilizing traditional forms of expression, you know, through weaving, where others are learning this information and but choosing to use, you know, new avenues of storytelling through multimedia. So this exhibition will bring in a lot of those elements. You know, we've got a lady that's working on traditional bark cloth, you know, which is worn by most specific people, and which is an important part of our traditional ceremonies. So she's presenting some of her bark cloths. And then we've got other artists that are just doing mainly all video installation, you know, so it's going to be quite an interesting array of presentations. And just thinking about it now, just like, it's going to be so amazing, you know, because I've been so, you know, focused on my piece, but I can't wait to step back and look at the whole space, you know. And we've been given the whole exhibition. There's a space also with some local weavers, you know, which is important for us to pay respects to First Nations of the area that we're in. So it's going to be, you know, quite an interesting display.
There's a huge amount of mediums present there.
It is.
What do you think your work will kind of bring to that group exhibition? Your work is primarily video?
Yeah, video and music, and also just utilising some of the lyrics from the songs and, you know, presenting that. It'll have to be a surprise the way that's presented. I won't share too much about that. But my story's a bit different because I've come through hip-hop, and even though I was born in Fiji, I've been heavily involved with the Australian hip-hop scene for close to 20 years now. And so I bring in that urban kind of street element, but over the years I've been travelling back to Fiji a lot to reconnect with my Indigenous culture. So that's the journey that I'll be sharing and the different worlds that I've brought together to present. So it will relate to young people, but it'll also relate to elders as well. And I'm hoping that'll help bridge the conversations between generations.
And also present at Maramadina is a Val Nisongo.
Vale Nisongo, yeah.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about what that entails?
That's a meeting house that's been built in the exhibition space. And, you know, when you go to different villages, you know, whether it's in Fiji or all around the world, there's always a space where the community gathers, where the meetings happen, you know, where a lot of the important ceremonies take place. So that's being built in the centre, and that's an opportunity for community to come in, or everyone, you know, to come in and experience some of the ceremony that will take place in there, like a kava ceremony, but also spaces for young women to come in and talk about how, you know, they're working through telling their stories through media and other art forms.
So central to this exhibition, I'm getting the sense that communication is quite important. Is that something that you're kind of hoping will come out of Maramadina?
Yes, communication and sharing of stories and information and, you know, ultimately more understanding of each other.
I'm interested in, so you're featured, your work is featured alongside a lot of other artists from the same region. How did you collaborate at all through the process, or did you have kind of similar journeys of discovering things about your own cultural heritage?
I think we're all at different points of our journey, and I've met most of the artists except one, and we've met throughout our journeys over the last year, you know, with this exhibition but other exhibitions as well. And in terms of collaborating, like, we've had Talanoa where we sit and just talk about, you know, what we're working on, and we have online discussions as well. So in terms of collaborating in the piece, I haven't collaborated with anyone, but it's more in the sharing of the stories and the ideas.
So just one last question. It might be a bit hard, or probably not, but yeah. So the exhibition ultimately attempts to reconnect Itoke women with traditional cultural practices. How has your relationship with your own cultural heritage transformed and changed throughout the year-long process of this exhibition?
I found that it's strengthened my sense of identity. You know, I migrated here when I was 13, so I did go through a lot of settlement issues and identity stuff, you know, as a teenager. But, you know, being involved in this project and through the workshops provided a space for myself and other like-minded women to come and feel comfortable about asking the questions, you know, because sometimes, because we've grown up outside of Fiji, you know, a lot of the times we're a bit, I feel embarrassed sometimes to ask about language or what things mean. So spaces like this help encourage us to have these discussions, you know, and to be able to share and strengthen our identity.
Beautifully said. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning, MC Trey.
Thank you for having me.
So I've just been speaking with MC Trey, who was featured in Campbelltown Arts Centre's Marama Dinner. This show opens on the 17th of August, and you can catch the artist talks the following day.